Chapter 1. Percy Jackson does his level best to kill me. "Try it again," Percy told me. "This time with less dying." Standing on the yardarm of the USS Constitution, looking down at Boston Harbor 200 feet below, I wished I had the natural defenses of a turkey buzzard. Then I could projectile vomit on Percy Jackson and make him go away. The last time he'd made me try this jump, only an hour before, I'd broken every bone in my body. My friend Alex Fierro had rushed me back to the Hotel Valhalla just in time for me to die in my own bed. Unfortunately, I was an Enheri, one of Odin's immortal warriors. I couldn't die permanently as long as I expired within the boundaries of Valhalla. 30 minutes later, I woke up as good as new. Now here I was again, ready for more pain. Hooray! "Is this strictly necessary?" I asked. Percy leaned against the rigging, the wind rippling little waves through his black hair. He looked like a normal guy. Orange t-shirt, jeans, battered white leather Reeboks. If you saw him walking down the street, you wouldn't think, "Hey look, a demigod son of Poseidon, praise the Olympians." He didn't have gills or webbed fingers, though his eyes were sea green, about the same shade I imagined my face was just then. The only strange thing about Jackson was the tattoo on the inside of his forearm, a trident as dark as seared wood, with a single line underneath and the letters SPQR. He told me the letters stood for Sono Pazzi Quelli Romani. Those Romans are crazy. I wasn't sure if he was kidding. "Look, Magnus," he told me, "you'll be sailing across hostile territory. A bunch of sea monsters and sea gods and who knows what else will be trying to kill you, right?" "Yeah, I suppose." By which I meant, "Please don't remind me. Please leave me alone." "At some point," said Percy, "you're going to get thrown off the boat, maybe from as high up as this. You'll need to know how to survive the impact, avoid drowning, and get back to the surface ready to fight. That's going to be tough, especially in cold water." I knew he was right. From what my cousin Annabeth had told me, Percy had been through even more dangerous adventures than I had, and I lived in Valhalla. I died at least once a day. As much as I appreciated him coming up from New York to offer me heroic aquatic survival tips, though, I was getting tired of failing. Yesterday, I'd gotten chomped by a great white shark, strangled by a giant squid, and stung by 1,000 irate moon jellies. I'd swallowed several gallons of seawater trying to hold my breath, and learned that I was no better at hand-to-hand combat 30 feet down than I was on dry land. This morning, Percy had walked me around Old Ironsides, trying to teach me the basics of sailing and navigation, but I still couldn't tell the mizzenmast from the poop deck. Now here I was, a failure at falling off a pole. I glanced down, where Annabeth and Alex Fierro were watching us from the deck. "You got this, Magnus!" Annabeth cheered. Alex Fierro gave me 2 thumbs up. At least I think that was the gesture. It was hard to be sure from this distance. Percy took a deep breath. He'd been patient with me so far, but I could tell the stress of the weekend was starting to get to him, too. Whenever he looked at me, his left eye twitched. "It's cool, man," he promised. "I'll demonstrate again, okay? Start in skydiver position. Spread eagle to slow your descent. Then, right before you hit the water, straighten like an arrow. Head up, heels down, back straight, butt clenched. That last part is really important." "Skydiver," I said. "Eagle, arrow, butt." "Right," Percy said. "Watch me." He jumped from the yardarm, falling toward the harbor in perfect spread eagle form. At the last moment, he straightened, heels downward, and hit the water, disappearing with hardly a ripple. A moment later, he surfaced, his palms raised like, "See? Nothing to it." Annabeth and Alex applauded.
"Okay, Magnus.